This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, a lot to jam on during this hour, including the fact that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, Twitter feed went down for 10 minutes. So 10 minutes. In the meantime, there are more charges that are being mulled over, shall we say, when it comes to Russia and the election. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But right at the start, Lori Lewis from Talk Media News joins us. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hi, Kate. Good, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. And something that you turned me on to from earlier today is the fact that Fei Yung Ho testified before the House on Wednesday. Why is this significant? Because he's a North Korean defector. You said it was super interesting. Tell us some more about that.
Yeah, so Fei Yung Ho, he was the deputy ambassador to Britain. He defected in summer of 2016 and traveled to South Korea with his two sons and wife. He said that he couldn't bring his sons back to North Korea and against conscience. He said they wouldn't forgive him, and he didn't want that for them. And what's interesting here, again, is, yeah, he came to the U.S., he spoke at a think tank, he testified before Congress, he's the highest-level defector that Congress has heard from before, and he described a people in North Korea, and of course, this is one person, but it's still a look into the country, and it's interesting. He described the people who want change and who are tired of the status quo, who are feeling, you know, this impact of being isolated and who are curious of what there is out there.
Wow. And so you have a little snippet of it that you sent us that I want everybody to hear that's listening to America Tonight. So check this out.
Frankly, Kim Jong-un is not fully aware of the strength and might of American military power. Because of this misunderstanding, Kim Jong-un genuinely believes that he can break the sanctions regime apart once he compels Washington to accept North Korea's new status after successfully completing the development of his ICBM program and putting the new missiles into development. Some people do not believe in soft power but only in military options. But it is necessary to reconsider whether we have tried all non-military options before we decide that military action against North Korea is all that is left. Before any military action is taken, I think it is necessary to meet Kim Jong-un at least once to understand his thinking and try to convince him that he would be destroyed if he continues his following current direction. If we cannot change the policy of terror of Kim Jong-un regime, but we can educate North Korean population to stand up by disseminating outside information.
Wow, so it's interesting. So one of the things that he said is he was pushing really for more information into North Korea, right? And talked about the fact that so much as you were saying, when you look at this and you shake up the magic eight ball, that we spend billions on the military, but it's not the information that's out there. And he feels like the more information that people had, the better. And this could turn things around perhaps in this direction, right?
Yeah, so he was saying that he was basically advocating for information warfare, saying that he thinks that if North Korean people are given more access to information, that this society could very well collapse. And said that he noted that there's a desire for information such that there's been a lot of smuggling, and he said the North Korean government has adapted to this somewhat by allowing people access to certain kinds of other media. He said you can find, like, Russian, East German, Chinese films. And he said that also that you can actually find, like, censored and, like, thought to be unthreatening American cartoons, like Tom and Jerry, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, sold there now. because people want information. And then something else he said that was interesting was that he was asked, you know, what sort of information what sort of information should people send in if, you know, information warfare is the way to go forward. And he said, first and foremost, he actually mentioned that the North Korean system would fall apart if the people realized that Kim Jong-un was not a god. He said the system rests on that. So, like, if that belief is shaken, then the system falls apart, which is interesting in itself. But then went on to say that information about human rights and personal freedoms also would do the job.
Yeah, no kidding. And so then when we look at the other side of it, because, of course, you know, what is it that, Where is Kim Jong-un coming from when we try to compare what's happened with him or what he's done and if there should be a strike, etc., and talked about negotiating and all of that, but he's got this whole mindset on the weapon. Flesh that out a little bit for us.
So, Bae Young-ho gave his perspective of where Kim might be coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the current strategy is to get the U.S. to the point where it will negotiate with North Korea without South Korea. He said that Kim has seen India and Pakistan become nuclear states, and he thinks then that he could also accomplish that and become a strong nuclear power. And then he said that Kim would negotiate with the U.S. once he has a weapon that's capable of, or a nuclear weapon capable of hitting the U.S., because at that point, the way he sees it is that the U.S. won't be willing to lose an American city to protect South Korea. At that point, the U.S. will agree to leave South Korea. When the U.S. leaves South Korea, South Korean elites will follow, followed by business investments. And then the South Korean economy and state will have collapsed, and North Korea would have won. And he also said that should the U.S. or South Korea strike North Korea, North Korea is completely prepared to respond. So it was an interesting trail through this mindset, of course, from the position of this one high-ranking diplomat.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Great stuff. Thanks for really pulling that out for us. And then finally, this is one that I mentioned at the top and didn't really dive into it, but Trump's Twitter account went down for 10 minutes. What happened there?
Yeah, that's right. So the president's Twitter account went down for 11 minutes. It was deactivated. At first, Twitter said that there had been some sort of human error, and then said that it appeared that a company employee on the last day of the job took down the account. And this was done by a customer service employee, which raises customer support employee who did this on the employee's last day. And said there would be a full internal review, but it raises these really interesting questions of, you know, what sort of people have access to what sort of accounts. If a customer service employee can pull down the president's account, which, you know, the White House has said is a format that the president announces policy from, right? Think about how often we talk about the president's tweets. We talk about them like they really count.
Right.
So if somebody else has access to his account, what does that mean? That means a lot.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Lori Lewis, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. And listening to the defector, too, from his point of view and what he had to say. All right, odds and ends when we come back on the flip side here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All alone, 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 all alone.
Hanging out with you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Big fat reminder to you, we've got movies coming up as, yeah, you know, look, you might check out the latest movie. In fact, there's one that I think I'm going to go and see. After reading some of the previews about it, I was kind of curious, so I'll probably go. But I'm going to save that for what movie it is. Also, at the tail end of this hour, nail the score. So for all of you who are in the bunker, time to get out of the bunker and try to win some prizes or bragging rights. Yeah, all you have to do for the game of the week is tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. We've had two winners in the past, but it's been a very long time. I would love to crown a new winner. And maybe it'll be you. It's fun. We need some levity, right? With all this heavy, heavy, heavy that we're always talking about. That's part of America Tonight. I say it's the buzz in your backyard. And if we don't like some of the buzz, we're going to create some more fun buzz to mix in between. Why not? Right? So I'll mention this, as I said, odds and ends. My goodness. What is going on with sexual harassment in this country? I can remember when I first started, and not in the radio business, in the TV business when I got out of school, I had to watch, I was at KOB in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were real sticklers. They had lawyers that would fly in from Minneapolis. They were real sticklers, and this was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, about signing documentation and watching this harassment video and going through all of the employee benefits and rules and all that kind of stuff. So I can remember sitting by myself in some big boardroom watching a harassment film that was like an hour long. And That was one of the only times I ever had to do that. Now, you see what's happening, especially in Hollywood, but not just Hollywood, in other places. Like this producer, Brett Ratner. Now there's these allegations about him, and this has been coming out for the last couple of days. And he's a producer-director. So there's different women that are saying they were victimized, they were... Other women had him harass them, and they were bullied into silence. And his lawyers are saying that they can do what they want with threats and intimidation, but the court will decide based on the facts. And the facts don't show that, is what his lawyers are saying. If you don't know who he is, just some famous films that he's produced or been involved with, like Rush Hour, for example. He was involved in that one. In fact, that's where someone alleges that he preyed upon somebody, and oh my. And it really gets the one person who's accusing him really says some terrible things happen. And then you have six other women, including some actresses, of pretty successful actresses like Olivia Munn and Natasha Henstridge, who are saying that they were harassed by him. So there you go. And then this Kevin Spacey thing. Do I need to tell you who Kevin Spacey is? House of Cards, you know, all kinds of movies in the past that he's done. The Usual Suspects, he was one of the stars in that. And the news gets worse and worse about Kevin Spacey, so much so that they're shutting down the production, and have done that, of House of Cards, and who knows if that even finishes out. It's not looking like it will. He's one of the main characters, so it's very doubtful. Even the crew is complaining about him. Wow. And it's like Pandora's box since Harvey Weinstein, since all that hit the fan with him a few weeks ago, it's been nonstop on a lot of different fronts. The door has been kicked wide open on this. So what this means to corporations and where we go from here will be, as a nation, and I say, you know, the buzz in the backyard and over the fence, people are talking about this all over the place, right? And here's the deal. Husbands and brothers and friends certainly don't want to hear that their wives or girlfriends or fiancés or sisters or mothers have dealt with something just horrific. I mean, and we're talking not wild accusations, things that really happened. And, you know, there's smoke, there's fire. When there's too much that comes out, you just know, right? And in one way, am I shocked by it? I would say, you know, absolutely not. I'm not shocked by it. But the amount and how far and widespread, wow. I mean, that's the thing. It really, wow, 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 wow. In the meantime, let me kind of pop around at a few other things, meaning, you know, again, the buzz besides the discussion about sexual harassment and the hashtag Me Too and how many people are saying it's happened to them. The discussion in Washington that affects all of us is tax cuts. Because there's been that big discussion in the middle class, how will you get, you know, will you get the tax breaks that are being discussed? Because some of the loopholes are going to be eliminated, but others will be there. So they're going to eliminate tax breaks and special interest loopholes that they say primarily benefit the wealthy, so it wouldn't be the middle class. But how does that turn out, and what does that look like? Because you've got these tax writing committees in Congress, they set the income levels for the proposed tax rates of 12%, 25%, and 35%. And there's kind of a vagueness about it, and it does depend really on the cost of living as to what that looks like. You know, a Gallup poll months and months ago, probably 6 months ago, found that 62% of us, or the ones polled anyway, identify themselves as middle or upper class, while only 2% say they are upper class, so middle or upper middle class. So upper class, only 2%, 62% in that other category. Then, of course, you have the Census Bureau. They have statistics or data, whatever, on household incomes. And using the 2014 information, the Pew Research Center created an online calculator last year that lets someone enter where they live and what their income and household size are to see whether they're in the upper middle or lower. The middle is defined as anyone making between two-thirds of the median and double the median. So average nationally, that ranges from about $42,000 to $126,000. There's a big gap there for a family of three. So it'd be less than that for smaller households. And then, of course, you know, hey, it depends on where you live. Let's face it, if you're living in New York, that's one of the most expensive places in the country. Your cost of living could be 30 to 40% higher than people living in Missouri or other parts of the Midwest. So what does that mean? It means that people get confused as to what the tax cut's going to look like for them. For someone living paycheck to paycheck, you know, look, an extra $600 or more is a good thing. It again depends on the circumstances where they are and where they fall into one of those categories, and they're trying to define those categories in a better way. So will the middle class get that cut that they think they should get based on things that have been said? That's why. Will they get it, and what does that what does that look like? And that's, I think, pretty intriguing. And also, by the way, as kind of a quick aside here, and I don't know why this, but the holiday season is so close that you just see Christmas all over the place. I mean, seriously, I can't believe how many already I'm seeing Christmas trees. I was like, wow, Christmas trees when we haven't even hit Thanksgiving. We are weeks away. So then it becomes about the packages and getting the packages, right? FedEx expects to deliver about 400 million packages, they say. That's their estimate during the holiday season. And that means busy, busy drivers, right? The annual peak season, they're talking about 26 million packages a day on the Mondays, the three Mondays, double the usual amount. Boy, those drivers must be in great shape. No pot bellies, because how could you possibly get all those packages delivered? Wow. We're going to the movies coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Sometimes you just feel like going to the movies, right? But you got to find a good movie if you're going to cop up the coin, and it costs a little bit. It's not like it used to be, right? I don't even remember how much it was when I was a kid, but I don't remember it being a big deal, that it was a big struggle, and you could also get popcorn and everything else. I think that's part of it. The concessions, not cheap, let's put it that way. And you know, if you got a big family, it depends on what you're going to see, all that kind of stuff. So LBJ has been done by a lot of different people, and some of them have done LBJ, I think, pretty well. And it's interesting, this time around, in the new film, LBJ stars Woody Harrelson. So he decided he was going to take on the role. I saw him in some interview, and I thought it was pretty good what he said. He said, you know, hey, some of what happened with LBJ, talked about what people just nail him for, and then talked about some of the things that he did and what kind of guy he was and what he explored by playing him. And it's so interesting that he's doing LBJ now, because he's been doing a lot of films, but I think of him as Larry. Remember when he played Larry Flint? And, of course, Woody in Cheers a long, long, long time ago in the mid-80s. So he's come a long way from that role. I mean, he did the True Detective thing with Matthew McConaughey, which was really good, I thought. And he's done War for the Planet of the Apes and natural-born killers, etc. But here he is in LBJ.
Convention fever grips Los Angeles. The only major threat to Kennedy's hopes is Senate Majority Leader Lyndon Johnson.
Delegates to meet with Kennedy right now.
Jack or Bob?
Teddy.
Christ, this place is infested.
In a surprising upset, Senator John Kennedy has won the West.
What?
Hi, Jack.
You mind if I ask you a question, Lyndon?
You're out of your damn mind, Jack. All the liberals hate it.
We need Southerners.
There's no power in the vice presidency.
Power is where power goes.
Guessing you Kennedys don't do a lot of deer hunting.
John Kennedy has been elected President of the United States.
I need to show a strong record on civil rights from the start.
Maybe they might listen to a Southerner who's on our side.
What makes you think he's on our side?
Well, those Kennedys must really hate you.
Those Harvard boys not going to tell us how to run the state of Georgia.
You're going to lose the support of the people who've always had your back.
This train is leaving the station. You can hop on it with me and try to slow the damn thing down.
If I'm going to make a run in 68, I'm going to need people to like me. Shut the door.
How could anybody not like him?
We've got Martin Luther King writing letters from a jail cell. It's an embarrassment around the world.
You submit this bill now, it will never become law.
What are we waiting for?
A new leader has emerged.
America has a Southern president.
You don't waste any time, do you, Lyndon?
Excuse me? Rather not have it than have it this way.
Kennedy, he's a man of great ideas. Now the country needs a man who can deliver.
There will be no compromise. This is about making President Kennedy's vision a reality.
This will define your presidency.
I can only hope.
So again, Woody Harrelson playing LBJ, and a lot of this centers around the political upheaval, of course, surrounding the then Vice President Johnson when he was pushed into the role of president after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And in this movie, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Bill Pullman, some pretty great actors. And it has gotten great reviews. Rob Reiner was the director of this movie. So this is a movie I want to go see because I'm fascinated by history, no matter what kind of history we're talking about. And I've been to LBJ's ranch, as I have been to all the presidential libraries, by the way, both those that were Republicans and Democrats. And I'm curious to see it. All right, we move to this movie called Thank You for Your Service. Almost self-explanatory, but take a listen.
I rode shotgun in the lead Humvee, and I looked for bombs.
Stop the truck.
You don't see the bomb unless they want you to.
What you got?
I don't see nothing, man.
You don't see it.
He feels it. I was a good soldier. I had purpose, and I loved it.
You kick some ass over there?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
We wanted it to be perfect.
I'm home with my favorite girls. It's perfect, baby.
Am I getting laid or what?
Oh, yeah. You're getting laid.
Maybe I'm foolish.
How long have you been up?
It's already 4 p.m. in Baghdad.
Got one chocolate chip smiley face pancake for you.
She doesn't like chocolate.
Okay. I guess I missed that part. I'm only
human. 2 Army Commendation Medals. An Army Achievement Medal. Impressive.
You never told me you were a hero. Don't spare me the details. I can take anything but quiet.
Some people got the real problem.
You are my hammer out there. Don't let these young guys see you fall.
Some people think I can.
I don't belong here.
He did his job. Now do yours.
I'm only human after all. I'm only human.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
Can't name him after me. He's too perfect.
Is there a specific incident that troubles you?
I know this don't look like much of a life, but every morning I get up, I'm grateful. I'm alive because of you. I'm only human, made mistakes. I'm only human,
so it takes to put the pain on me. Thank you for looking after my son.
I'm not a hero. We're brothers. We look after each other.
I'm only human. After all, don't put the blame on me.
All right, so interesting. Thank you for your service has gotten mixed reviews. It's not gotten fabulous reviews, but it's some say it's decent, some say it's not so good, and it looks to be, I think, interesting. If nothing else, this would be one you would want to stream eventually. So it's written and directed by the same guy who wrote the script for American Sniper, which was Clint Eastwood's tale of soldiers, if you remember American Sniper. So it's about ultimately struggling and coming back and figuring it out, and you could hear that in that snippet that we just played for you. So, you know, it's overall it's gotten, though, at least a B plus, an A minus, that kind of thing. So if you are into seeing a war drama where soldiers come back from Iraq struggling and trying to integrate into family life, and we know we've talked to so many of those soldiers, I don't know, thank you for your service. Looks like, for sure, it's one that you would at least probably want to stream. Okay, and then finally, this is our last one, and this is just going to be wildness. Bad Moms Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Christmas is a magical time, full of wonder, excitement, and joy. A time for making lasting memories with family and friends. But do you know the secret behind what makes Christmas so special?
Moms working their asses off, cooking, wrapping, decorating, and shopping.
I don't think I can do this sober.
You guys want to get drunk at the food court?
I feel like a giant stress ball from, like, November to New Year's.
Yeah. I spend months picking out the perfect present for everyone. You know the only thing I get in return? Coupons for free back rubs.
That's not okay.
Bad back rubs.
Remember when the holidays were actually fun?
Say Christmas back.
Where's your tree?
I didn't want to waste time Christmas tree shopping. I actually just wanted to enjoy Christmas this year.
Amy, you are a mom. Moms don't enjoy, they give joy. That's how being a mom works.
Wow, the house looks really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Your dad is awesome.
I thought you hated him.
Wait, why would you say that?
I heard you and Daddy in the bedroom. You kept screaming at him.
They were happy screams.
And then you punched the wall and yelled the F word.
Daddy and I were just playing a little fun grown-up game.
You played the game 7 times.
6.5.
I think you get it. Bad Moms Christmas, complaining about having to wrap presents and deal with all the nonsense. So you have Kristen Bell and Katherine Hahn and, you know, some actresses you would probably recognize if you watch any tube, I guess, at all. And this is action, adventure, comedy. It'll find an audience, and it'll be women. Unless some poor guy gets dragged to the movie on date night and is being super, super nice. This is definitely a chick flick. It has it all written all over it. It's kind of gotten mixed reviews as well. There's some famous other actresses in it, too, like Susan Sarandon, Cheryl Hines. You get it. There's some well-known people in it. Christina Applegate. Stay with us. We're nailing the score next here on ATN.
Google.
has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, so get ready for Nail the Score. I hesitated for a second because I was just thinking in my head, I wonder what game it's going to be. We used to have a computer, but we instead decided to save some money and do it the old-fashioned way. So I had my friend's children come and take the slips of all the various games and put them into a hat. So I'm shaking that hat up right now. Oh, and sad news today, too. Deshaun Watson, who is the quarterback for the Houston Texans, had a torn ACL in practice. It wasn't even a contact injury. And he was providing some real life for that team, so he's out certainly for the rest of the season. I can't imagine that he'll find his way back. Eventually he will, but I don't think this season, that's for sure. All right, so one other quick aside as I shake these up again. The Jets just blasted the Bills, the final score in that one at MetLife Stadium for Thursday night to kick off the week. 34-21. All right, so the game of the week is this one, the Cowboys and the Chiefs. That's a good one. Out at AT&T Stadium, it's an afternoon. It kicks an afternoon game, late afternoon. It kicks at 4:25 Eastern. Cowboys are 4-3. The Chiefs are 6-2. A lot of people started off the season talking about how great Kansas City was. And they had went on a tear in the beginning of the season, had some losses, have bounced back. Alex Smith is still being talked about, Kareem Hunt. the rookie running back is being talked about. So Dallas is actually favored, but just by a point. That's how close the odds makers believe this game will be. What do you say? Who do you think is going to win, and what's the final score going to be? Let me throw out the digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. If you want to wager a guess, I would love for all of you to come out of your bunkers and try to do this, because wouldn't it be great if we did have a winner? I think it'd be fabulous. Speaking of coming out of the bunker, our pal Pete in Texas is here. Hey, Pete.
It's a banner day in Texas.
It is a banner day, and it was a hot day, 90-something degrees.
Yes, it was. The grass started growing again.
Yes, crazy.
Okay, let's see. The Hammer Ducks and who? Kansas City?
Yep.
Let me think. Okay. 33-28 Dallas.
I think that's a pretty good guess, because I think it's going to be a really close game, Pete. So there you go. Enjoy the nice weather, although it's going to be sucked away before we know it. It's crazy. Just a few days ago, we were freezing. It was like in the 50s. That's what they say about Texas. If you don't like the weather, wait another 15 minutes and it'll change. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip me an email. A lot of people do it that way because you're working, you third shifters. And you can do that at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Let's go to Sharon, who's listening to us in Portland, Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey there, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. You are the ultimate player of Nail the Score. It would be awesome if you won.
I know.
We're cheering for you. What do you think?
Get those bragging rights going.
Exactly. Bragging rights for you. What do you think, Sharon? Who do you like, KC or Dallas?
I'm going to go with KC 24-17.
24-17. All right, we got you. Duly noted. I know you'll be watching.
The last game, the Bears game, that was weird score.
That was weird. It was a very weird game, too. See, that's why it's hard to predict. It's all over the map. Some of the scores are so lopsided they seem like baseball scores, and sometimes they're so lopsided they're ridiculously high scoring. And
it is hard to predict.
That's why it's tough to nail the score. Sharon, thanks for wagering a guess. I'm going to say that I think Kansas City wins, too, as well. I do think this could be a close game. It's a tight call, actually, because, you know, then all of a sudden the mystery meat came out of the Chiefs, meaning they seem like they were a heartbeat away from greatness, and then a couple of scary losses, so that kind of shakes you, right? But they're 6-2, 3-1 away. So I'm going to say KC wins it, and I think the final score is 28-21. 28-21. How about Andy, who is back from a trip to New Orleans? He was there with all the zombies for Halloween. So, Andy, first of all, what was Halloween like in New Orleans?
Oh, there's a lot of people dressed up in costumes, and it's kind of like some people describe it like a smaller version of Mardi Gras. There's a lot more locals there, I think.
A lot more locals, yeah, that are dressed up and are moving around the streets, and yeah, it makes sense because Halloween would be a place where people would do that there. Well, you bolted off so quickly, we didn't even get a guess from you. Kansas City, Dallas, throw out some scores. You may win.
Kansas City, 14.
Dallas?
10.
Oh, all right. So you know what? It could come true. Some defense steps up, which has happened, and that's why we've seen some of these weird scoring games where it's not high scoring and you assume it's going to be high scoring. So, yeah. Stranger things have happened. Not impossible for that score to be the score. Couple of quick things since we're here and we're sitting on a couple of emails that are coming in, meaning I've got them, and I'm not going to go to them yet. You can throw in an email guess at americatonight.net. As I mentioned already before, click on contact and bada bing, you're in. You know, the Cowboys are dealing with the situation with Ezekiel Elliott and the question of playing, not playing, what's going to happen. They're saying now, I was just reading something about this, the NFL story came out that the Elliott appeal has no chance of success with the latest attempt to delay the six-game suspension for alleged domestic violence. That's what NFL lawyers were saying as of Thursday. So what are the chances of the Cowboys being good without, without him? You saw what a factor he was in the last game. So now there's rumors about who may, who may step in, who might step up for him, and who would that be? I think that you've got a serious hole to fill. And as much as there are other players on that team that are contributing, like a Dez Bryant, etc., you still are a Cole Beasley, who, thank goodness for the Cowboys, was back on the practice field because he was forced out of last week's game against Washington because of a concussion, and he didn't play. He didn't, practice, do any of that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Ezekiel Elliott's out. The Chiefs will do what they do with their defense, and you'll have other running backs in there. But I still say there's a little bit of a difference. If he misses, when he misses the six games, Darren McFadden would jump in and Alfred Morris. I guess it would be a kind of a two-headed monster, if you will. That's what they would do to try to fill in that gap for Elliott. But that's a pretty big gap to fill when you have a player who, when he's on, is a superstar. Yeah, it's difficult to step in. And that's why, I guess, with the two of them, it might be just a little bit better. So I mentioned that Deshaun Watson was out, and boy, the Texans' year now is up in the air because so much of it relied on him and what he was doing. I mean, he's just another quarterback who's been injured in the NFL, and the list is incredibly long of quarterbacks that are out, some devastating blows, just like the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers, who has a broken collarbone, and that happened October 25th, right? Carson Palmer broke his left arm against the Rams also, so he's out. It's just absolutely crazy. Andrew Luck not back in with the Colts yet. Ryan Tannehill out for the Dolphins. You get my drift. Vikings, Teddy Bridgewater, a torn anterior cruciate ligament too. So ACL for him. Brutal. Thanks for listening.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.